First of all, I am excited to introduce to you to some, and many of you already know this name. He is joining us tonight. I would consider him a friend. His name is Michael Bland, and of course, he has a connection with Prince. He was the drummer for many years, and he's been talked about a lot this year since it was Celebration 2022, and it was all about Prince. It was just beautiful. Now, the breakout R&B and soul band called Urban Classic is led by this drummer, Michael Bland, featuring the singer of G-Sharp, Mark Lichtai, Nick Lichtai, and JB, and the bandmates Tommy Barbarella, Ron Long, Jeff LaCroix, all of them returning to Crooner's Super Club for their fourth major engagement in the main stage on Thursday, June 16th at 8 p.m. Now, the band debuted at the Crooner's in January of this year. For tickets, all you have to do is go to croonersmn.com. So now you got all that information. Let's talk to the brilliant Michael Bland. How are you, sir?
What an intro. I'm doing real good, Geraldine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I missed you, man. I missed you this weekend. And I know you are busy and you're doing so much. Most people don't know all that you do and all that you know. I find that out from different people. They'll say, oh yeah, Michael Bland is cool. He's a great drummer. But you are so much more than that. And I want to talk about what's happening at Crooner's for sure. But tell us, or at least share one thing with us that people don't know about you.
Wow. I don't know what they don't know. I play other instruments. I play a little bass. I play some keyboards. I've done a fair amount of production over the years, and some co-writing with some people. But right. It's hard to say what people don't know. I mean, they don't know. They don't know.
Yeah, and that's the way you like to keep it. That's the way you like to keep it, no doubt. Okay, so here's the thing. You have been playing, and many people know your name. You have been considered the best drummer, not just in our country, but beyond. And many people have talked about that for many years. Yet, you're the quiet one. You're not the one that's, you know, screaming at people, oh, I need to work, or I need to for people to remember what we do and all of this stuff. You're not that guy. I don't hear that about you. But I do know that you're very smart. A lot of people don't know how smart you are and that you have so many more gifts and talents that a lot of us don't know. Why do you keep it a secret? At least for me, you keep it a secret.
Speaking of being smart, I just let you go ahead and tell it all. That was the smartest thing I've done in a long time. It's just let you sing the praises, Geraldine. So I don't have to. I don't know. I mean, I'm 54 years old, or I'll be 54 next year. And so I guess I came up in that generation. You know, my father was always quoting Kennedy with ask not, you know, what the country can do for you.
But what you can do for our country.
Yeah. You know, if you're black and you grew up with, you know, in this country, I mean, if you were alive during the 60s or the 70s, all of that, the cultural phenomenon of, you know, do what's right, or do, you know, have a sense of civic responsibility and some concern for those around you, and don't be so, you know, concerned about, you know, what you're getting or what you're not getting, you know. And I guess just, you know, in the realm of the spirit, I guess I always have felt like my generosity has been my protection. I'd much rather be the person creating opportunity for others than seeking it for myself, per se. And it's just sort of worked out that way. I don't know really how to explain it. It's just one of those, you know, the miracles of life that, you know, we either understand or we don't. You know, the phone doesn't ring all the time for anybody. So, I mean, I have the same, you know, concerns and considerations as the next person. I guess I just don't let them dictate how I feel about it. I don't let my emotions guide my decisions professionally or, you know, when I can privately.
One thing people don't know much about when it comes to Michael Bland, the Michael Bland, is that you actually took on a few proteges and taught them and worked with them. And some of them, I know one of them for sure, has become one of the best drummers in town. So, you know, there's so much that I don't know about you even, and I've known you for a long time. So yes, in that sense, go ahead.
Listen, there is not one person who has ever seen or heard the Steels who, I mean, I guess there's so much talent. When y'all step into the room, there's so much talent that you really just, you know, you're ready to be of service. That's what it is that the fellowship is the music. So I guess we don't really get to conversate or, you know, converse, you know, or dig much deeper than that. But how you play music together also tells the story of who you are, you know?
That is so true. So who would you say then? Define for us who you are. Define for us who you are today. Come on, Michael.
I'm trying to be honest. I guess.
No doubt.
I'm trying to be. I'm just trying to find it. I don't know, really. You can't catch me off guard, Gerald. And I'm all a flutter.
Oh my gosh! I got to put that on social media.
I love music. I you know, and it's been a blessing to me in my life, and I like to share, you know, my gift with others, and I like to share other people's gifts as well. So, I mean, I don't think I'm that complicated. I just do what I feel is right and just play with the people who I have to say the least to get where I'm trying to go, I guess.
Right. Well, you know, you've put together this R&B and soul band called Urban Classic, and you are the leader of this band. Tell me about the type of music you're going for. I know it's an R&B and soul band, but I know that you are also probably introducing far more than that to this band. So tell us about it.
Oh, no. It's a very simple premise and a simple situation. How much time do we have?
I wish we had more.
Okay, well, I'll try to cut this case as quickly as possible. You know, once the pandemic hit and everybody got really isolated and separate, it gave me personally a lot of time to go through somewhat of a catharsis, you know, just try to, I know who I am as a musician, but as a person, as a human, it gave me a lot of time to sit and reflect because there's nothing else really to do. And during that time, a lot of great things happened and some tragic things happened. We lost Billy Franzi last May.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. And, you know, we've been playing together with Dr. Mambo's Combo for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. And I really think that having that happen and missing certain people and also the fact that the city is just so small that there's never any, how do I explain? I just really was seeking out people who love the same music I love and who I had missed during the pandemic, people I couldn't see or get out to see or had lost contact with. As you well know, I mean, I met Tommy Barbarella on a Steels gig. So, you know, and he's incredibly busy. He's got so much going on. It made me feel bad to call him and ask him to join me in this project because I know he doesn't have the time.
What?
He was the one I wanted. I wanted Barbarella.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, you are so loved, Michael, that those that have worked with you before, I don't think they would hesitate to say, yeah, I'm here. Don't worry. So
People say that, but, you know, I mean, it's not until you actually call a person and ask them, do you really know, how seriously to take that notion or that idea? And so I called everybody I wanted, and everybody did say yes. G Sharp had been, you know, in retirement, raising his son Kingston, and just being an at-home dad. Mark Lichtai had retired from R Factor, and you know whatever else he had going on at the time. And I had lost touch with these people even before the pandemic started, and so it gave me some time to think. Like, wow, I really want to do something, I can't really, I mean, I'm still a member of Dr. Mambo's Combo, but I'm sort of in a respite, a hiatus. You know, I just needed some time away from that routine. I'm getting older, staying out till 1 o'clock, you know, in the morning, and, you know, all that night activity. It's like, I'm in my mid-50s now. I don't want to be out so late. I don't. You know what I mean? Can you relate?
I know exactly what you mean. And I have to tell you, this Urban Classic, a lot of people are asking questions about this band. Michael Bland has this band called Urban Classic. So what should people expect when they come to Crooners coming up on Thursday, June 16th?
Oh, well, they should expect high-level entertainment at a decent hour. You could be home by 10 o'clock. That's what I was gonna say. We do like a straight 90-minute set from 8 till 9:30. Specifically on this date coming up on the 16th of June. It'll be 90 minutes of a lot of classic soul and rhythm and blues music. I mean, Marvin Gaye, Teddy Pendergrass, the Stylistics, Lou Rawls, we're doing it all.
And, you're giving me chills, brother. You're giving me chills. And, of course, we want people to know that they can come down to Crooners. Are there still tickets available?
I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if people want to know where to go, just go to croonersmn.com. croonersmn.com to get your tickets. I am going to try my best to be there. I've got some other stuff around that, but I'm really hoping if I only get to have a half an hour with you guys, I'll be happy. I'll go home thrilled. So look for me that night, would you?
That would be a blessing in my life. If I see Geraldine Steele anywhere, that is a blessed day.
Oh, thank you, Michael. I want a hug when I see you, okay? I'm going to look for
it. Absolutely.
All right. I love that you joined me tonight. You can join me anytime. Thank you so much, Michael Bland. We miss you.
Thank you, Geraldine. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Don't forget.
Okay, bye.